White Gardenia. Written by Belinda Alexandra and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. We Russians believe that if you knock a knife from the table to the floor, a male visitor will come. And if a bird flies into the room, the death of someone close to you is at hand. Both these events occurred in 1945, around my 13th birthday. But there had been no omens of dropped knives or stray birds to warn me. The general appeared on the 10th day after my father's death. My mother and I were busy removing the black silk that had been draped over the mirrors and icons for the 9 days of mourning. My memory of my mother on that day has never dimmed. Her ivory skin framed by wisps of dark hair, the pearl studs in her fleshy earlobes, and her fiery amber eyes pieced together into a sharply focused photograph before me. My mother, a widow at 33. I recall her thin fingers folding the dark material with a languidness that was not usual. But then we were both shell-shocked by loss. When my father had set out on the morning of his doom, his eyes shining and his lips brushing my cheeks with parting kisses, I had no anticipation that my next view of him would be in a heavy oak coffin, his eyes closed, and his waxen face remote in death. The lower part of the casket remained shut to hide the legs that had been mutilated in the twisted wreck of the car. The night my father's body was laid out in the parlour, white candles on either side of the coffin, my mother bolted the garage doors shut and fastened them with a chain and padlock. I watched her from my bedroom window as she paced back and forth in front of the garage, her lips moving in a silent incantation. Every so often she would stop and push her hair back over her ears, as if she were listening for something. But then she would shake her head and continue her pacing. The next morning I slipped out to look at the lock and chain. I understood what she had done. She had clasped shut the garage doors, the way we would have clasped onto my father, if we had known that to let him drive into the lashing rain would be to let him go forever.